It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spencer Nussbaum of the Washington Post joins us to get things started. Spencer, let's begin with the starting pitching through three games. 17 and a third innings of two-run ball. Mackenzie Gore still has the best start anybody's made in Major League Baseball to begin the season. Can't ask for a whole lot more through three games from the rotation.
Yeah, I mean, it's been unbelievable. And this is a point, like, coming into spring training and coming into the season, it's a lot of guys that you were kind of waffling on. You could go, oh, he might be great, or oh, he might take a step back. The fact that all three of the guys we've seen so far have taken a step forward is fantastic. And, I mean, Mackenzie in particular, too. Like, if he's able to replicate that in Toronto, or maybe not even replicate it, but do 75% of what we saw, I mean, that is a massive development for the Nats.
What's going on with Dylan Cruz? Looks like he needs a map and a compass to figure it out at home plate there. A little lost.
Yeah, it's been a tough start, and it's a little odd to see just because, again, his spring didn't really suggest that this was coming. Again, he was, again, perfectly fine in the spring. Not bad, not amazing, but perfectly fine. Right now, you know, pitchers are just challenging him with fastballs inside and basically everything else away, and that seems to be a strategy that's working. Again, he's not a guy who's gone through prolonged struggles in his career, whether in college, in the minors, or up here. You know, it's a small sample so far, but, I mean, eight strikeouts in a row is not what you want to be looking at. So I'm kind of curious to see what he'll be working on in the cages in Toronto. And finding out about that soon.
This bullpen was terrible in the first two games. I'm not saying it'll be that bad all year, but I also don't look at this bullpen and say, that's a good bullpen. They didn't really spend money, which is how you improve your bullpen generally. They don't really have proven commodities other than Finnegan, who's just okay, and they had kind of moved on from at one point this offseason. What do you think is the floor and the ceiling for this group?
Yeah, that's a really fair question and fair point. I think the floor is probably, honestly, a touch better than we're seeing now, just because I don't think a bullpen is going to have an ERA over 9. But I think that it could be rough. If you can't count on Poche, Sims, those two especially, to get you from the 6th and the 7th down into the later innings. And again, like Finnegan, like we saw, very good first half last year and a so-so to kind of disappointing second half. It could cost the Nationals a lot of games and make for, honestly, a pretty disappointing season if they're not able to get it together. That being said, I don't think all hope is lost. I think one of Poche or Sims is going to hit. I don't know who that's going to be yet. I still have a ton of faith in Ferrer. I think we're looking at maybe an all-star closer over the next, you know, three or four seasons. I think that he's got the stuff and command to get it together. Finnegan, I think, is going to be a decent, you know, closer. I think this is probably going to be one of the worst groups in baseball, but if we're talking ceiling, I think you can get it to a league average bullpen if maybe one or two of those fringe arms hit. But at the moment, it's looking more like 25th, 26th in baseball, unless they turn something around.
Spencer, you're a very influential person in this sort of baseball marketplace, and your voice carries a lot of weight. I need your help, okay? I would understand this if this was like a first, this was the Dodgers or, you know, the Phillies, even Mets, Braves, a team that's going to win in the mid-90s games, and you had to platoon Luis Garcia just because each game is so precious and important. It's not as if he doesn't know which way to hold the bat against lefties. It's not he hasn't been good, but for God's sakes, it's not some sort of tire fire disaster over the course of his career. What are we going to do this again, where he just sits against every lefty? We're platooning him so that name that Rosario can get more at bats. Like, I know he had a good game the other day, but please, Spencer, use all of your influence. I need him to be an everyday player. Let him break out. Let him have the experience. What say you?
You, I, and a lot of people are on the same side on this. Look, in a vacuum and in a small sense, I do think that because of how Louis has hit Jesús Luzardo, I can see the first series of the season sitting him. However, if we get to whenever they face the Phillies again, I think it's late May or early May or whenever it is. If they're facing Luzardo again and he's sitting, that's a problem. He was their most consistent batter last year. I get, you know, potentially throwing off his mechanics if you're facing a lefty, but he's clearly figured something out at the plate, right? So I understand sitting him maybe 25% of the time against lefties, against absolute toughest guys, and occasionally giving him at-bats there. But if this is your everyday second baseman of the future, you kind of got to let him struggle through that, and you kind of got to let him work through it. So I get sitting him every now and then, but it can't be as consistent as it's been the past few years, and it really can't be what it's been so far.
Spencer, thanks for the info. We appreciate you.
No problem.
Thank you, buddy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.